Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We move now to see for a moment just how different the experience is for people and water outside of the utopian expectations of the people in North America. Imagine a situation like Flint, Michigan, multiplied times 1,000. There are 99 million people in India who do not have access to clean water, which degrades every aspect of their daily lives. The World Bank estimates that unsafe water is responsible for 21% of the communicable diseases in India. Could a simple application of technology change the dismal fate of Indians trapped in places with unclean water? T. Pradeep, professor of chemistry at the Indian Institute of Technology in Chennai, has developed a filter that could be the answer for millions and is already providing contaminant-free water to 400,000 people in West Bengal and seven other Indian states. Professor Pradeep has proved that clean water delivers political power and hope.
It is quite important to make sure that affordable clean water is not a distant dream in several parts of the world. We are indeed in a position today to deliver such affordable solutions to people.
Why is it so unique that your filter removes both chemical contaminants and organic creatures? I would think that that capability would have been around for a while.
So if you look at the overall energy consumption, the environmental impact of this, the raw materials, our methodology is green. If you require, let us say, if you use a liter of water for the production of these materials, we create about 500 to 1,000 liters of clean water in the process of consuming these materials. So essentially, we produce a water-positive product, which is quite unique in comparison to many other products in the market.
How is the filter maintained? And how easy is it to educate families to use the filter properly? Because an improperly used filter could end up actually doing more damage.
Correct. It is important to implement these solutions and gradually educate people as we go along. Arsenic contamination is something that people are generally aware of, but you cannot see arsenic. You cannot taste arsenic. You cannot smell it. You can only see the effects over a long time. So it is important to ensure that the people are educated about the importance of clean water, about the importance of keeping their filters clean, about the importance of backwash or any such thing, to ensure, especially in a poor community where everyday living itself is so difficult.
Where have you piloted this device?
Right now, we are delivering arsenic-free water to 400,000 people. So it has gone beyond the early piloting stage. We have been implementing this technology in a state called West Bengal in India. But then it has also gone to 7 or 8 states now.
In terms of your dreams for the future, how many people could you help?
With this technology or similar technologies, we can ensure that the world is arsenic-free, the world is fluoride-free, the world is mercury-free. Why people should suffer from any of these contaminants? We can provide water free, clean water for all, can actually be given affordably. That would be my dream.
Could you get on a plane tomorrow and help the people of Flint?
Of course I can, but I need to know more about local problems. I love to do such things. It is important to help people. Water is people's resource.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed. It was a pleasure talking to you.
From global water crises to those much closer to home now, we'll talk with an engineer on how lead seeped into Flint, Michigan's 100-year-old water infrastructure, poisoning its residents, and how and if the government can fix it.